Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Jimmy bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That's the new one. Terrence DeFranco's here, and we're glad he's back. He's CEO and president, co-founder of IOTA Communications. We're talking about Internet of Things. Terrence did a great job in the previous segment of bringing us up to date on really what IOT is and the impact of it and the origins of it and where it's going. What's the estimate now? I've been seeing estimates, Terrence, that Internet of Things are proliferating so fast, they're already in the billions around the world and growing like crazy, right?
Absolutely. So estimates put it at 50 billion devices by 2020, you know, which is next year.
Yeah.
There's just this tremendous compounding effect. And that growth largely come from the consumer side.
That's right.
Businesses are really starting to adopt, which we'll get into a bit, I think. But the consumer side has been huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, things like the Ring doorbell, Nest thermostat, you know.
Those are the intuitive things that most people think about when they think of IoT. But your world is heavily in the commercial real estate side, and IoT. For individuals, IOTs are sexy and fun and compelling and handy, but for a commercial operation, they're workhorses, aren't they?
That's right, and it's really a different purchase. And you hit the nail right on the head. I usually refer to it as consumers will largely buy on what I call a bling factor. It's just something that's really cool, helps with convenience and ease of use. Things like that, but on the commercial side, it's really all about dollars and cents and tangible ROI.
Well, talk to us about that, especially with regard to real estate.
Yep.
How does it work? How would we see that? How would, if we walked into a building and looked around us, we wouldn't see the IoT, but we would feel the effects of it, right?
That's right. So businesses, commercial facilities. Largely, and that, when I refer to that tangible ROI, a lot of that comes in the form of energy savings. That's a big driver. So being able to really optimize the usage of HVAC and lighting as well, those are the two big energy consumers in commercial buildings. Matter of fact, they're responsible for 80% of the cost in maintaining those facilities related to HVAC and lighting. So any way of being able to have more efficient, intelligent use of HVAC and lighting is really where IoT is used. And this is, doing things such as occupancy sensing and, making sure that lights aren't on in rooms where there aren't people. If there's ambient light coming in from the sun, so let's measure that ability to light a room versus turning the lights on. HVAC, same thing. The thing that commercial real estate owners have to manage also is that their utility bill structure, so what they pay for energy, is a bit more complex than what we do, and they really get charged heavily for peak usage. So using
it's their largest incremental expense, isn't it?
That's right. And being able to manage that time of use and how much is being used, but at the same time, they don't want to impact their operations. Like you can go to a manufacturer, for example, and say, okay, well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, turn down your product line, make them run slower. Well, no, I'm not going to do that because now I'm not going to have as much revenue. So it's really trying to create that balance. And that's why I use the word efficiency rather than just simply savings. You can always save, but there's that balance. And that's really what the IoT is about. Just to, really make that point, it's the intelligence off of all of those machines and really playing a role as a conductor and saying, okay, what's the best way, what's the best balance to be efficient so that I'm increasing productivity and also reducing cost at the same time. And that's a big deal, but it also starts spreading into things such as predictive maintenance, being able to put sensors on your machines and predict whether or not they're showing signs of breakdown.
So your compressor doesn't go out Monday morning.
That's right.
Or at the worst possible time, you can tell when it's got 94% life. Let's just go ahead and get it out on our schedule.
That's right. Or you know, how about the HVAC system going out when it's 95 degrees outside?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And that's when it always goes out.
That building.
So
that's exactly right.
Currently, though, obviously the goal is a smart building, right? We want a smart building. And currently, because of where we are with IoT, most of this work is retrofitting, right? It's not new construction, although I'm sure there are lots of new stuff going on. But most of the opportunity for people like you guys is in retrofitting, right? And that's where you've got to justify the investment.
That's right. And that's such a great point that you bring up, because that's really where the Internet of Things brings its value in it, in really bringing down that cost of retrofitting. So imagine, okay, so there's a lot of these bigger buildings run on these big, complicated building management systems. You know, all these things are run by these big computers and gathering all this data. But now, okay, so you have a building that's built. You know, how do you now add more capability from an analytics standpoint on top of that? Well, the ability just to put some wireless sensors around the building and have them communicate back to a gateway is very similar to, you know, taking, you know, a new laptop home one day and connecting it to your Wi-Fi.
Right.
You know, so that ease of use, and now you've got all that power.
Hold on to that thought, folks. I got to take a quick break. Yep. Terrence DeFranco and I will be right back. Stay with us, Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.